businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday, March 18, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a text message. I'm not going to say who it's from because I don't know if he'd want me to, but I'm going to omit his name. Somebody, one of our listeners from Gaylord. Trucker, regarding the Jason Tunney versus Chedrick Green race for the 35th State Senate, who's in it for the people and who's in it for the politics and connections? While I'm a Republican, I served with Chedrick Green in combat. He's a war hero. Doesn't share the same core values as most Democrats. However, he just hasn't been a fan of past Republican presidents. He's not crooked. That's defamatory. Okay, here's my response back to the listener. Then you need to call him, since you served with him as a veteran, thank you for your service, and thank him for his service. He's a war hero. I appreciate that. But you need to call him and tell him to have the DSCC to pull those attack ads they're running against Tunney and his family's business. They drew first blood. And then ask him this question about using a fire truck at a campaign event. Well, he comes back regarding Tunney. Do we know 100% the claims aren't true? Yes. I asked them about it. I saw the ad. I had him on my show. I immediately picked up the phone. I have his cell phone number. He answered, and I asked him. He said, well, Duralast has had some my throat's closing up. He said, I know Duralast have had some corporate issues in the past. Absolutely. Every company, every major corporation is always being sued for something by somebody. It's the cost of doing business. Everybody gets sued. Duralast was sued numerous times over their patent. I'll ask him about the fire truck. But really, it's no different than Republicans using the military or military funerals for their political purposes. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it is. Tedrick Green is the fire captain in Saginaw. He doesn't own that truck. The taxpayers of Saginaw own that truck. And if he's using it for political gains, a taxpayer vehicle, big difference. Military funerals? Who owns a military funeral? The person who died and their family. And if you're showing up at a political funeral, you're going to compare using a fire truck that's owned by taxpayers to a military funeral? Love you like a brother. Not even close. Short break. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two on this hump day Wednesday. Hump day Wednesday. Man, my throat is not doing well. Been on the phone all day yesterday in meetings, all kinds of things happening. Oh, man. Want to let you guys know that I will not be live on the radio tomorrow. As a matter of fact, last Thursday's show, March 12th, I interviewed Ralph Rebant, who's running for governor. That show and that interview will repeat tomorrow. The reason I'm not going to be live on the show tomorrow is because Miss Vicky is having her final, hopefully, God willing, final last surgery tomorrow. It's related to all of the surgeries and things that she went through last year, 2025. This is the worst medical year of our married life together, and tomorrow is the final surgery. Need to go in and clean up some things, and I need prayers. I'm asking for prayers for her tomorrow, her Dr. Burke at Munson Hospital in Traverse City. Greatly appreciate if you would take a moment early in the morning and throughout the show tomorrow, even though it's a repeat from last Thursday, that you pray for Vicky and her doctor. The nurses, the hospital, greatly appreciate that. Thank you there very much for doing that. I got a story pulled up here about Selfridge Air Force Base. Selfridge still in the hangar days before the house's spring break. 2 days before the start of the House legislative spring break, Speaker Matt Hall said it was a necessary deadline, suggesting yesterday that he has not yet spoken with the Senate Democratic leadership about holding a vote on a supplemental spending bill for the infrastructure improvements at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County, Michigan. Speaker Hall's remarks at his weekly press conference followed after a surprise vote by the House two weeks ago on an amended version of House Bill 4572. Which grants $152 million for new runways to be constructed at the Macomb County Air National Guard Base. Those runways would help to accommodate the 21 new F-15EX Eagle II jets that are coming its way due to the Air Force replacing and retiring the A-10 Warthogs that have been based out at Selfridge Air Force Base. That rush vote essentially made House Republicans the lead on an effort that had previously been bipartisan. The new fighter jet mission was awarded to the state last April. Do you realize it's been a year almost ago when President Trump was in Michigan and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Speaker Matt Hall lobbied him to award those fighter jets to Selfridge last April 2025. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was there. She shook the president's hand. She spoke during his press conference. The reason they're doing it, folks, is the base needs to be upgraded to accommodate the new jets. Also, this is a multi-pronged effort. While it's been agreed that the state will pay for the runways, the federal government has to cover the changes to, among other things, the air base's hangars and maintenance facilities. The deal was you guys pay for the runways in Michigan. We'll come in and build the new hangars and the new maintenance facilities for the new fighter jets. Well, following the House's vote earlier this month, a source connected with the governor's office told MERS News Service that it had been working with the federal government. The Michigan's congressional delegation, as well as the president, and that state lawmakers needed to pull together the remaining dollars from the state budget in order to fully line up the federal funding that's coming for the new fighter mission. Well, the one spokesperson won't mention their name, the story doesn't have it, says the House vote was clearly jumping the gun. The notion was agreed on by some House Democrats who said at the time that while they remained supportive of the project, the House vote was thrust upon them unexpectedly. Unexpectedly, with no discussion in committee, nowhere. For that matter, they didn't even know it was coming. Well, since then, Speaker Matt Hall has maintained that a quick pace for the supplemental spending bill is necessary so as not to jeopardize the mission. Yesterday, Tuesday, Hall said the Air Force Secretary told us, if you want to meet the timeline, you have to do it. You got to get these runways built. And the time is really, therefore, something that needs to be done before we leave on spring break. Paul said, time is of the essence because not securing the mission before Trump leaves office January 20th of 2029 causes the potential for the project to completely fall apart altogether. Why? Because the Democrats are hoping and praying that the Democrat candidate becomes the next president. That J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio won't be able to defeat the Democrat candidate, and the Democrat new president could kill the mission altogether. So, if Lansing passes the money for the runways, $152 million. They build the runways. Federal funding can then be put in place for the new hangars and maintenance facilities. This project can get fully funded, built, and ready to go long before Donald Trump leaves office. That's Matt Hall and the Republicans' concerns. So as the supposed deadline approaches, the long-standing bipartisan veneer of the Selfridge project appears to be showing signs of cracking, with both parties accusing the other of cheaply politicizing the issue. Oh, they don't do that. Lansing doesn't politicize anything. Right. Well, asked later in a press conference by MERS whether he's spoken to Senate leadership about voting on the supplemental spending bill before spring break, Matt Hall said, well, I've talked with the governor. I've talked with U.S. senators. I've talked with our congressional members. And ultimately, we'll see what the Democrats want to do. So what does that mean? The answer to the question is no, he hasn't talked to Winnie Brinks or anybody in the state Senate. Paul also singled out one of the legislature's most politically vulnerable members to suggest that he may be standing in the way. The blame for jeopardizing this mission will be squarely at the feet of Kevin Hertel and the Senate Democrats. Well, then MERS followed up and said, asked Hall if he had spoken to Hertel, whose district contains the Selfridge Air Force Base. Did you ask him about holding a vote on the supplemental spending bill? Hall's response, Well, Kevin Hertel is the kind of guy who just takes credit but doesn't do the work. Actually, he may be the one to jeopardize that he may want to jeopardize this mission. I don't know why, but maybe it's because he hates President Donald Trump so much. Maybe he has Trump derangement syndrome. I have no idea. Well, in a phone interview with MERS News Service, Senator Hertel pushed back on Hall's accusations, saying he totally supports passing the supplemental bill as is, noting that he's thankful to the president for awarding the fighter mission to Selfridge in Michigan. Hertel said of Hall, though, "I think it's notable that somebody who claims the other people want to take credit is trying to politicize the process and take credit for themselves at the same time." Hertel also cast doubt on Hall's deadline. He said he's seen a letter from the Secretary of the Air Force on the matter, and also a memo about it from the Michigan Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Neither suggests the mission is only feasible if the supplemental bill is passed before spring break. This project is already engineered, and we just need to make sure that we give the department enough time to get the bids out this year. While this is a really important project that has to get done and has my full support, always has, always will be. However, there's things that we have to work through in the legislative process. Well, the person that Matt Hall evidently refuses to talk to, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, put out a statement. "Selfridge is too important for Matt Hall to be playing fast and loose with dates and deadlines. He's trying to force a vote so he can go on an extended vacation. Anyone who knows anything about Selfridge knows that Senator Hertel is the one who gets the job done and has done it for years. This bill is not on the Senate's agenda for action on Wednesday today. However, the calendar makes the disclaimer that anything properly done before the body can and could be taken up." So basically, the end of the day, they're going on spring break. Unbelievable. Why do they get to go on spring break? Are they in college? I mean, I don't get this. Spring break. Really? So that they can go out of town and get a suntan and come back, I guess. Unbelievable. Can you say part-time legislature, folks? It's what we need. It should be wrapping up the budget and then leaving Lansing at the end of this month. Then you can have 9 months back home in your own bed. Unbelievable. Well,